Weather is hampering rescue operations in Lower Manhattan at the site of Tuesday's disaster. The rescue effort continued throughout a stormy night. NPR's Jackie Leiden was there all night and joins me now. Jackie, what's the scene this morning?
Good morning, Bob. Well, listening to Snigna's report, it struck me how many similarities there are in some way, in the sense that all these things require patience when you least have it. This is a dramatic scene, of course, because the way that the buildings collapse provide this, everyone describes it as a sort of unreal, surreal twisting of metal and ambulances and buses and heaven knows what in there, sort of soaring above them in a very enveloping way. Meanwhile, they're underneath laboring like ants with buckets combing through with their fingers. Nonetheless, people are encouraged to keep going and do. In fact, you practically can't keep them away. The minute someone finishes their shift, they want to sleep just long enough to go back.
So how is the relief effort being organized?
It's being organized through the coordination of a number of departments, the fire department, the police department, all kinds of emergency units. They, as I said, use buckets and sometimes shovels, but someone said, think of this more as an archaeological dig than, just flailing about in there. And they rely on each other a great deal for support. I mean, the esprit de corps is just incredible. People go in teams, they hug each other when they come out, and they come out with exhaustion traced in every line of their bodies.
Well, exhausting physically, exhausting psychologically, and I would imagine emotionally.
So much so, psychologically. I mean, last night as they worked through the rain, some people said, well, maybe it's good that the rain is going on because it's one more day before New York has to deal with the fact that we have a mountain of decomposing human beings in here, psychologically, in that, one tech said that he found children strapped to a plane seat. I mean, there's no need perhaps to go into these paraded images. We don't see them. They do. And sooner or later, of course, we will have to deal as a city and a nation with the fact of what a mortuary this particular site is.
Well, they're looking for so many things, and it's also a crime scene, of course.
The crime scene, every bucket of earth and grit and gravel that gets removed after it's sorted through for whatever else that its human or personal effects is delivered to the FBI, and there's about 2,000 FBI personnel who then fine comb even that.
And the chance of finding survivors?
It's so interesting the way people, do not put out the flame of hope no matter what. There was some talk last night that voices had been heard underneath this. I don't know. I can't confirm that. People keep constantly saying that there are many chambers beneath the World Trade Center, subway tunnels, that sort of thing, and hope that, people will be found down there. And there's also the chance, in terms of morale, to show America what New Yorkers and what these rescue workers, and to show Paris, not America, excuse me, I made a mistake there, to show the world, and especially the enemy, I think we can call it that, what these workers and what ourselves represent.
NPR's Jackie Leiden in New York City.